Okay, welcome to the commentary for Financial Liberation. Just going to talk about some main ideas in this article and a little bit about my life and how I have used these ideas to create a successful business and to become free financially. So let's talk about that a little bit. First of all, the quote is from a book called Small is Beautiful. It's an excellent book, a very interesting book by an economist. Now, this is not a book about Buddhism. This one section, very short, two paragraphs, he just talks about Buddhist economics simply because he likes the idea. So this man, E.F. Schumacher, he's not a Buddhist, and the book is not about Buddhism in any way. It's about economics. And the rest of the book talks about other economic ideas. So this little section about Buddhism and Buddhist economics, it's just a small part of the book, and you don't need to be a Buddhist to understand these ideas or to agree with these ideas. The writer, E.F. Schumacher, is not a Buddhist. So anyway, so don't worry about that part. It's not about religion. It's about economics. It's about becoming more free with your money and free with your life. That's the idea. Okay, so anyway, it's a great book. E.F. Schumacher, Small is Beautiful. And of course, the title, Small is Beautiful, it gives the idea of this central philosophy, this central method, this central way of thinking. Right? We are usually taught, especially in the United States, we are taught that big is better. That is probably the motto, that is probably the number one belief in America. Big is better, more is better. That is our economy, that is our culture. Sometimes big is better. Sometimes more is better, but not always. And often, it's the opposite. Often, small is better. Often, small is beautiful. And that's what I want you to think about. Because for many years, I did not have much money. I was not successful. Not successful, I mean I had jobs that I did not like. I mean, for many, many years, 23 years. I had jobs I didn't like. I had bosses that I didn't like. I had very little money. And I didn't feel free. That's the most important part for me. I didn't feel free. I couldn't do what I wanted to do. I couldn't live the life I wanted to live. And so I really thought about this a lot, and I read a lot of books. Now, there are a lot of business books, a lot of books about improving your career and your job, and a lot of books about starting your own company or starting your own business. And, you know, they all have some good ideas, usually. But they have a central problem. And the central problem is that they convince you, they tell you that that getting more money is your first job, your first goal, that it's the most important thing. And it's not the most important thing. I know a lot of people who have a lot of money. They make a lot of money. They have big houses, big cars, but they're not free. They're not happy. They're stressed. They work all the time. Work, 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 work. Always working. And, you know, they don't even enjoy their jobs much. They don't really like their jobs. And often, their boss is not nice. So they're stressed. They're not so happy. And they feel they always need more, right? Most people look at them and think, oh, they're rich. But they don't feel rich. They feel they need more, and then more, and then more, and then more. So this is not a way to be successful, I don't think, in my opinion. It's not very successful. There's another problem, and this is a bigger problem. Maybe you're not rich. Probably you're not. Like me, okay? For most of my life, I was not rich. And there's a problem. When you're not rich, and then you think, oh, I need to be rich, I need to be rich, you create a lot of stress in your life. And you always focus on what you do not have. It's just natural, right? You're always worrying, I don't have this, I don't have enough, I don't have enough. Constantly thinking this. That creates stress. It also stops you from being more successful. When you think that way, when you focus on what you don't have, when you focus on not having enough, well, then you usually continue to not have enough. You continue to be stressed. You make bad decisions. So let me tell you about my life and how this happened with me. So I thought the solution in the beginning, I thought, okay, I'm not free and I'm not happy in my jobs and I want to be free. So I thought, okay, I need more money. I have to make a lot more money. If I make a lot more money, I'll be free. I'll be successful. I'll be happy. So I tried to get a job that made a lot more money. Of course, I failed, okay, because I didn't have the skills I needed. And so I went back to school, and then I did start getting jobs that paid more. But then I discovered, wow, I'm still not making very much. I'm making more. I'm better than the past. But I still feel like I don't have enough. I always wanted more. I thought, well, now I need a bigger apartment. Now I need I have a very old, ugly car. Maybe I need a nicer car. And also, I was unhappy at my jobs. My bosses were not so nice. I hated the schedule. I don't like working from 9 to 5 or sometimes, 8 to 5 or sometimes 7 to 6. I don't like working a lot. I enjoy my life. I enjoy my friends. I don't want to work all the time. So then I tried to join this business. Some friends were doing a business. They were selling vitamins. And they were selling, like pills to make you more healthy. And I thought, oh, I can get rich. I can get rich. I can sell these pills and these vitamins. And I'll have enough money. And then I'll be rich and free. And I'll feel happy. Well, again, I was focusing on not having enough. I was focusing on getting more and more and more only. So what happened? Well, I failed. Of course, I failed. Well, a few reasons. Number one, I didn't really care about vitamins and pills. Not really. I was not excited about it. I just cared about the money. I just wanted to become more rich. I wanted to be more free and happy, etc. I didn't care about pills and vitamins. So how could I sell those things to other people? Right? People know, they understand. If you care or you don't care, they know. And I really didn't care. Right? I was being selfish, only thinking about myself, only thinking about trying to make more money. Another problem, I didn't trust the company, really. I knew. Inside, I knew it was wrong. There was something wrong. So I quit after a few months, and I failed, and I felt terrible. And I went back to work at normal jobs and a lot of stress. And then I read a great book, a classic book called Walden. Walden by Henry David Thoreau. This is a classic American book. Every American knows this book. We have to read it in school. But in school, when I was in high school, I didn't understand this book. But reading it later as an adult, oh, it was genius. Amazing. Now, it's a very difficult book. The English is very, very difficult. You can try to read it if you want to, but let me warn you. Let me tell you, it's quite difficult. But the idea of this book is that this man, Henry David Thoreau, he simplified his life. He decided, I don't need a lot of things. I don't need a lot of money. I'm going to go into the woods, go into the forest, the trees. I'm going to make a small, tiny little house, like one little tiny room, and I'm going to grow my food, and I'm going to live without money. I'm going to live a super simple life, and then I will write about it, and I will see if I feel successful or not, if I feel free or not. And he did it. He did it, and he wrote about it, and he discovered a secret that simplicity gives you freedom. The less you need, the more free you are. Now, this is actually a very religious, spiritual idea. I mean, Buddhism talks about this idea, but so do most major religions. Most major religions, if you look, do have this idea that we don't need a lot of stuff. We don't need a lot of things. We don't need a lot of money. And if we let go of that, if we can live more simply, we find, it's a surprise sometimes, we find, wow, I feel more free. I feel more relaxed. This is great. And that's what happened to Thoreau. And then he wrote about it and he thought about it very deeply and he created a philosophy. So I read this book, and then I started reading a lot more books, reading a lot about a lot of Buddhist books, in fact, Taoist books, some Hindu-inspired books, even some books inspired by mystical Christianity and Islam. And they all had this central idea, the same central idea of simplicity. So I thought, well, I tried trying to get money, money, money. And I failed, and it felt wrong, it felt bad. So let's try to live a simple life. So I got rid of almost all of my stuff, almost everything. I gave it away. I didn't even sell it. I just gave it to people. And I decided to live in my car, a Toyota Corolla. A 1984 Toyota Corolla, very old car. So I lived in this tiny little car, and I made a little bed inside this small car, and I lived in the car for one summer with my dog. Why did I do this? Was I crazy? Yes, a little crazy. To live simply. So I lived in my car with my dog for one summer. And I found that Thoreau was correct. Because living in my car was so cheap. No rent. No power bills. Right? Super, super cheap. So I was free. I didn't need a job. I already had some money saved, a little bit, but it was enough. So I had a great time. I had so much freedom. Every day I could wake up when I wanted to wake up. I could do anything I wanted to do during the day. I felt no stress, no worry. It was wonderful. Now, of course, I ran out of money, right? Eventually, I was spending all my money, slowly, but eventually. And so I went to Japan, actually, and I got a job teaching there, and then I saved more money, and then I came back to America, and this time I bought a van, kind of like a little truck, right? A van. And I lived in the van for 1 year with my dog. So again, living very, very simply. I learned to need less. I learned to be comfortable with less. I learned that I didn't need a big house. I learned that I didn't need a big apartment. I learned that I didn't need expensive clothes. I learned that I didn't need anything expensive. I learned that I needed only a few clothes and a small space to sleep and good food. That's all. And so during that year, my needs got less and less and less. As my needs got less and less, I felt more and more free. I felt more and more powerful. I felt more and more flexible, free, wonderful. That was the key. That was the key. I realized I didn't need much. I could survive with almost zero money. And I could be very happy. I was happy. I had a very good time. I worked only a little bit. I got a small part-time job, only working 15 hours a week. But it was enough. I had plenty of money because I was living so simply. So I spent lots of time with my friends. I went running. I joined a gym and worked out, so my body was very healthy and strong. I ate good food. I started to write. This is when I started to think about creating my podcast and my blog. And that started Effortless English. Really, it began at that time. The very beginnings of Effortless English started then. I discovered I felt so much creativity. I started to get so many good ideas. Every day I would write and write and write. More and more and more ideas. I had more energy. I enjoyed my life more. Less stress. Everything became better. That's why simplicity is so important. It frees your mind. It frees your emotions. It gives you the time and the freedom necessary to grow, to be yourself again. Now, eventually, you know, I had the idea for Effortless English. Eventually, I realized I don't need more, but more would be nice as long as I'm not attached to it, right? I didn't crave more this time, but I thought, well, it would be nice to have more. And also, I thought, I really want to help people learn English. So I started Effortless English. This time, I was very successful. What was the difference? Why was I successful with Effortless English, not successful with the Vitamin Health Company? Well, number one, with the Vitamin Health Company, I focused on more, more, more. Money, 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 money. I focused on money. I focused on not having enough. With Effortless English, I had enough already. I had a very small apartment in San Francisco. I had a part-time job. I enjoyed my life. I didn't need more. I didn't crave more. So I didn't focus on money with Effortless English. And that's the number two difference. Passion. Excitement. Right? I am passionate about teaching English. I love teaching English. I don't care about the money. I will teach English for zero money. I will teach English even for very, very little money with a cheap, cheap job. In fact, I did do it. And I still loved it. So with Effortless English, I did not focus on only money. No, I focused on having fun. I focused on being excited. I focused on helping students learn English better. That's a big difference. I didn't need to worry about more money. Of course, I wanted the business to grow, yes. Of course, I'm happy that the business became very successful. But I didn't need it. And that's key. I didn't need it because I learned simplicity. So, this is the end of the commentary. The important point is that simplicity will free your mind. The funny thing, the strange thing, is if you live simply, eventually you will get much more. If you worry about money, if you focus on money all the time, more, you actually will get less. Eventually you get less. You get more if you focus on simplicity. You get more if you focus on freedom. You get more if you focus on helping people. You get more if you focus on what you love to do. Simplicity gives you the freedom to do that. Simplicity gives you the freedom, the financial freedom, the emotional freedom, the mental freedom. It gives you the time to do what you love, to relax about money, to focus on helping people. That's why simplicity is so, so important. That's why simplicity is your first step for success. For success in your career or for success with your own business. So good luck, and please focus on simplifying your life. Make it more simple. You don't need so much. You really don't. What we need is love and understanding and connection. We need to feel excited. We need to feel passionate. We need to enjoy our lives. We need all of those things. But we don't need goods so much. You know, we need a safe place to sleep. We need healthy food and water. We need clothes that are clean to keep us warm and healthy. That's all we really need. Right? More than that, all the gadgets, they're not necessary. They're fun, they're nice, but they're not necessary. Okay, so good luck. I hope you can simplify your life as a first step. And don't worry, we will talk more about how to grow a business in the future and how to grow your career. But first, please focus on simplicity. All right, great. I'm wishing you a very happy and successful life. Take care. Bye-bye.